Chapter 7. Harry Seldon walked into Dr. Enderleckie's office, a nervous smile on his face. He said, "You said a couple of weeks, Doctor. It's been over a month now." Dr. Enderleckie nodded. "I'm sorry, Professor Seldon, but you wanted everything exact, and that is what I have tried to do." "Well?" The look of anxiety on Seldon's face did not disappear. "What did you find?" 100 or so defective genes." "What? Defective genes? Are you serious, Doctor?" "Quite serious. Why not? There are no genomes without at least 100 defective genes. Usually there are considerably more. It's not as bad as it sounds, you know." "No, I don't know. You're the expert, Doctor, not I." Dr. Enderleckie sighed and stirred in her chair. "You don't know anything about genetics, do you, Professor?" "No, I don't. A man can't know everything." "You're perfectly right. I know nothing about this, what you call it, this psychohistory of yours." Dr. Enderleckie shrugged, then continued. "If you wanted to explain anything about it, you would be forced to start from the beginning, and I would probably not understand it even so. Now, as to genetics, well, an imperfect gene usually means nothing. There are imperfect genes, so imperfect and so crucial that they produce terrible distortions. These are very rare, though. Most imperfect genes simply don't work with absolute accuracy. They're like wheels that are slightly out of balance. A vehicle will move along, trembling a bit, but it will move along." "Is that what Wanda has?" "Yes, more or less. After all, if all genes were perfect, we would all look precisely the same. We would all behave precisely the same. It's the difference in genes that makes for different people."
"But won't it get worse as we grow older?"
"Yes, we all get worse as we grow older. I noticed you limping when you came in. Why is that?"
"Oh, touch of sciatica," muttered Seldon.
"Did you have it all your life?"
"Of course not."
"Well, some of your genes have gotten worse with time, and now you limp."
"And what will happen to Wanda with time?"
"I don't know. I can't predict the future, Professor. I believe that is your province. However, if I were to hazard a guess, I would say that nothing unusual will happen to Wanda, at least genetically, except the gathering of old age."
Seldon said, "Are you sure?"
"You have to take my word for it. You wanted to find out about Wanda's genome, and you ran the risk of discovering things perhaps it is better not to know. But I tell you that in my opinion I can see nothing terrible happening to her."
"The imperfect genes, should we fix them? Can we fix them?"
"No. In the first place, it would be very expensive. Secondly, the chances are that they would not stay fixed. And finally, people are against it."
"But why?"
"Because they're against science in general. You should know this as well as anyone, Professor. I am afraid the situation is such, especially since Cleon's death, that mysticism has been gaining ground. People don't believe in fixing genes scientifically. They'd rather cure things by the laying on of hands or by mumbo-jumbo of some sort or another. Frankly, it is extremely difficult for me to continue with my job. Very little funding is coming in."
Seldon nodded.
"Actually, I understand this situation all too well. Psychohistory explains it, but I honestly didn't think the situation was growing so bad so rapidly. I have been too involved in my own work to see the difficulties all around me." He sighed. "I have been watching the Galactic Empire slowly fall apart for over 30 years now, and now that it's beginning to collapse much more rapidly, I don't see how we can stop it in time."
"Are you trying to?" Dr. Enderleckie seemed amused.
"Yes, I am."
"Lots of luck."
"About your sciatica?"
"You know, 50 years ago it could have been cured."
"Not now, though."
"Why not?"
"Well, the devices used for it are gone. The people who could have handled them are working on other things. Medicine is declining."
"Along with everything else," mused Seldon.
"But let's get back to Wanda. I feel she is a most unusual young woman, with a brain that is different from most. What do her genes tell you about her brain?"
Dr. Enderleckie leaned back in her chair.
"Professor Seldon, do you know just how many genes are involved in brain function?"
"No."
"I remind you that of all the aspects of the human body, the brain function is the most intricate. In fact, as far as we know, there is nothing in the universe as intricate as the human brain. So you won't be surprised when I tell you that there are thousands of genes that each play a role in brain function."
"Thousands?"
"Exactly. And it is impossible to go through those genes and see anything specifically unusual. I'll take your word for it, as far as Wanda is concerned. She is an unusual girl with an unusual brain, but I see nothing in her genes that can tell me anything about that brain, except, of course, that it is normal."
Could you find other people whose genes for mental functioning are like Wanda's, that have the same brain pattern?
I doubt it very much. Even if another brain were much like hers, there would still be enormous differences in the genes. No use looking for similarities.
Tell me, Professor, just what is it about Wanda that makes you think her brain is so unusual?
Seldon shook his head. I'm sorry, it's not something I can discuss.
In that case, I am certain that I can find out nothing for you. How did you discover that there was something unusual about her brain? This thing you can't discuss?
Accident, muttered Seldon. Sheer accident.
In that case, you're going to have to find other brains like hers, also by accident. Nothing else can be done.
Silence settled over both of them.
Finally, Seldon said, Is there anything else you can tell me?
I'm afraid not, except that I'll send you my bill. Seldon rose with an effort. His sciatica hurt him badly.
Well then, thank you, Doctor. Send the bill, and I'll pay it.
Harry Seldon left the doctor's office, wondering just what he would do next.